I'm Lacey Scarmana for WVIK News. For the next big story in the Quad City Times, Barb Ikus takes readers to another off-limits place.
I went someplace I'd never heard of. Well, I mean, I've heard of John Deere, but I've never heard of the Gold Key Tour, which is for...
Sounds fancy.
It does sound fancy, and it kind of was fancy. It's a wine and dine meets behind the scenes exclusive type of thing. But it's for their big dollar customers. People can tour it. Let me back up. This was at the Davenport Works.
Okay.
They also do Gold Keys at Seeding and Waterloo, several of the deer plants. But when people buy those enormous, really expensive things, they can come and actually they can drive it off the production line. But it was a three-hour tour that takes you through the steps of having this piece of equipment built. In this case, it was a wheel loader. Does that help you at all? Because I didn't know what a wheel loader was. But
no, me neither.
It's a big piece of earth-moving equipment that has an enormous bucket on the front to scoop, in this case, manure. The Gold Key customer was from Goodyear, Arizona, and he is a manure farmer. And I'm fully serious. He goes around and collects manure from hog farms, from cow beef farms, even chicken farms. And then he sells it to other farmers to apply to their fields as fertilizer.
Someone's got to do it.
Somebody's got to do it. And it's a robust business, evidently, because he bought three of these wheel loaders. They have ginormous wheels, like the kind that kids could stand in, you know. And then this big bucket in the front, so they can navigate a lot of terrain. So evidently, that's the beauty of them. I believe him. He bought three of them. They're about $200,000 a piece.
Wow.
Yeah. So he's a valued Deere customer. And he goes way back. It was fun to talk to him because he's been using Deere equipment on his farm for many, many years, since his dad started the operation in like 1960. So he was really fun to meet, and he was super friendly. He's like a bull rider or roper or something. And so he's very cowboy, you know, the black cowboy hat, the boots, the silver buckle that is for champion deer, roper of I don't know what. But he is the real deal. So it was fun to watch him walk the line and ask the assemblymen and the welders and all of that about putting his great big equipment together.
Wow. So did he drive it off the lot that day?
No, he didn't, which surprised me because he said he hardly ever gets to drive him anymore. He said, since I'm the boss, a really great day for me, a day off, is being able to get into the equipment and use it. They make a big deal out of it. You really do get a gold key, like a golden ticket. But as soon as we walked into the plant, one of his loaders was sitting there. So the people who build it can come up and tell him anything he wants to know about it. So he was pretty enthusiastic. His wife was there. And then one of the salespeople from the John Deere dealership, where he lives in Arizona. And they, you know, they have a little spiel in the beginning, and then they have this tour. You ride around on this golf cart-like thing. And they have some pretty uptown equipment. They now have these earbud audio systems, so everybody on this train can hear what the tour guide is saying as you tour the plant. And then you stop and do a walking tour, and he can just go up to anybody who's working on anything and say, oh, is that my hydraulic hose? And then after that, they feed them. And then the dealership arranges for them to get here. So evidently they do this a lot, like, you know, 75 to 100 times a year.
Wow.
Just at the plant in Davenport. It's evidently popular among deer customers.
You must have learned a lot about the production process.
Well, I did. I mean, I haven't been in a plant since my dad worked at Case, you know, like 30 years ago. I was surprised how it wasn't as noisy as I remembered, and it was super clean. I mean, John, you could eat off the... No, you probably couldn't. But the plant is so clean. I mean, they make a big deal out of it. Every 30 minutes, they recirculate all the air in there so it's healthier. You don't see welders, you know, down on their knees with a big torch shooting things at their faces. Everybody's wearing a pack on their back that is giving them fresh air all the time. So, you know, things have come
a
long way.
John Deere is such a big part of the community. It must be cool to be able to see that other side of the business, that people who aren't purchasing these $200,000 pieces of equipment don't get to see that side of John Deere.
Right. John Deere is huge here. And that's what I had to remind myself as I was writing. You know, I kept thinking, okay, are people going to understand what I mean? A lot of people haven't been into a plant, but gee, a lot of people have. And a very high number of Quad Cityans work in those plants. you know, not necessarily on an assembly line, but they're in the offices, they're engineers, they're whoever. So I think a lot of people will appreciate this particular off limits because I'm kind of in their hood.
Anything else you learned or another takeaway readers might get this weekend?
I think the cool part is just seeing, you know, people drive by these plants all the time, and with every off limits, I've looked at it this way, you know, you drive by and you notice it, and then you drive by so many times you stop noticing it. And with these great big buildings all over the place with the deer out front, it was really neat to go inside and not only see what's done, but meet the people and learn one thing that our Arizona manure farmer learned, which is that John Deere people are very proud of what they do.
Very cool. I always have to ask if you know where you're going next in this series.
I do, but it's a huge secret. I'm lying, Lacey. I don't know. I have a couple of things on burners, so we'll see. I'm trying to be particular because the cold weather, you know, I tend to go to some, you know, places you have to climb up or down or whatever. So I have a couple places in mind I'm working on. Okay. Thanks for asking.
We'll have you back soon. Thank you. Barb Igiss from the Quad City Times. You can read her big story this Sunday or go to qctimes.com.